My husband called her Thanksgiving Eve, and he is a phone salesman, so he got hung up on it, to be honest, on the first call, and he left a message on the voicemail, and he called back, and he was a very nice gentleman. He talked about the power pole and how he thought the power pole would need to be moved, and he suggested that we talk to White River, but he sounded very supportive of at least sharing the driveway, because that's important to me, too. I got to make sure they have access to a piece of property. It does me no good if I can't get to it.
So if I understand what mm-hmm. you're describing, is the driveway that's there right now mm-hmm. would move to your,
yes.
to your lot,
yes.
to that lot,
yes.
this lot,
mm-hmm.
and then they would have easement.
Yes.
To
yes.
utilize your driveway.
Yes, it's a shared driveway as it is. So for me to use it as is, I have to share their easement, and then I would have to come off to the left. But their property it does drop off. I mean, so it I would hate to get out of it on a I don't know if you could get out of it on a slick day, because it does drop off straight. So I think even for them, if we came up off of 86 there, right across from. It would just give them a nice, straighter driveway, too. I think it would be better for them and better for the highway.
Any other questions? I think ultimately, and I'm speaking for myself, mm-hmm. not everyone else, there is a boatload of commercial on 86, and there will continue to be development on there, but that surrounds this property, but it is R1 property, and to go from R1 to C1 is a pretty big jump in zoning classification. So that's the concern I have, even with all that's around it. But, you know, it's, again, if you look at the map, there is a lot in that area. So
another thing, you know, she's talking about a really nice building and doing it really right, but
once it's C1, it's
once it's C1, she sells it.
I understand.
Or whatever happens, then you have no control over what's going to come in there.
And Scott, there's not a way to do like a R1 with a CUP to have a business.
Well, there's home occupation. But we looked at that, if I remember right. Well, I listened to her explanation, but it has to be no more than 50% of. The floor space of one floor, and no shingle, no people coming to it. I mean, it's got stipulations in there for a home occupation.
You know that across the street, all the way down, that's commercial. All that property where the pink is.
Yes, but I believe it's for sale on a 12-acre lot, if I'm not mistaken. And that's way out of my budget. 12 acres.
That I don't know.
Yeah.
You're aware of that.
Yes.
That already is.
Yes. Right. Just past it. Yes. But I know it has a shopping center, and the shopping center is just not my. It's not my customer. It's not my aesthetic. I mean,
right,
that's.
But you could go on down. I'm just saying.
Well, and I will. I mean,
if it's on 86.
Exactly.
You wouldn't have to come here.
If I can't get this rezoned, I will continue to look for other property at Ridgedale, because that's where. I mean, I love my town of West Plains. Love it. But my family has moved on over here. I miss my mom and dad, you know. And
sure.
I mean, and this is my shopping area. You know, I mean, if we were in West Plains and we go shop, this is where we come to. This is where we go to eat. But Ridgedale is just, that's who I work with on a day-to-day basis. The people that come, your out-of-state travelers who come, that's who my clientele is. So that's where I want to be. I don't, my business is not a walk-in business. I mean, to be quite honest, I'm high-end. I don't want to walk in. It makes me nervous. Another thing, employees. I am the only employee. I mean, this is who you get. You know, if it's on my website, if it's on the phone, if you walk in, this is who you get. There are no employees. I want no employees. So there's no employee. I mean, it would be my home at the end of the day, but my first floor would be my showroom.
Any other questions? Do we have enough information to make a motion to get it out for discussion and a vote?
I would just say the other thing, I mean, I travel this road every day. I mean, that's, now that we've got the four-lane interstate, everybody drives as fast as they can now, the more they open it up. They hit the roundabout, the new roundabout, and everybody just pedal down. got to slow down at the bridge. But that stretch right there does have good visibility in each direction. But you've got already people slowing down, come from each direction, turning into the strip center. Now they're going to be turning into the other side. The home that's there now, when those people come home, if you happen to be behind them and not paying attention, you'll get stopped quick. It's just really a tough spot. You're going to be coming up out of there, too, with commercial vehicles, I mean, with traffic. I don't know. It bothers me from that standpoint. And the other thing is that if you decided that you didn't want to have your business there, anything could go there.
I understand.
That's probably the biggest thing.
Yes, I understand.
As far as commercial, right in the middle of all these residential lots.
And I agree on the driveway. That's why I would personally like to move it. I just think it would be better. It would give a better line of sight in both directions. It's not terrible the way it is, but I think it could be better.
We have someone willing to make a motion.
We have to make the motion to approve it.
And then vote on it.
Up or down. Mm-hmm. I'd make the motion to approve it.
Okay, and I'll have to read a specific motion. Do we have a second? Okay, a motion and a second. So the motion to recommend approval of 24-002 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Carrie Cherry for parcels located at lots 50 and 51 OPV State Highway 86, parcel 19-6.0-14-001-006-007.000 to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to C1 district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of that motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Got one. All those opposed, raise your hand and nay. Nay. Same vote.
Yep, same book, 1-7. Again, the 16th at 9 a.m.
So you, again, this right here, the 16th, 9 a.m., you can meet with the county commissioners, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
All right, that concludes the public hearing and final vote.